This is Flip the Library, the Gwinnett County Public Library podcast. I'm Steve Thomas, the branch manager at the Buford Sugar Hill branch. This podcast is about is with the staff who attended this year's American Library Association annual conference in Chicago, or Chicago, however you want to say that, over the last week of June. And we're going to kind of talk about just our general impressions, some sessions we attended, and some vendors we talked to, and just a general experience of attending the conference. I thought we would start off with the one staff member here in the room who actually presented at the conference, Cliff, and the basic push of that presentation was to kind of explain the new service model that we have to other librarians, and more, I guess, to explain the transitional period from the old model to the new model and how we help transition staff to that.
Thanks, Steve. My name's Cliff Averando, the Marketing and Communications Manager here at Gwinnett County Public Library, and I had the opportunity to present with a panel consisting of Charles Pace, our Executive Director, Michael Casey, our Director of Customer Experience, and Gail Ely, a consultant who worked with the library last year, and actually most of this past year also, from Total Life Leadership. And it was my first opportunity to attend ALA, which is really exciting. And my first presentation that I was actually a part of, which was even more exciting. So I feel like I got the full ALA experience in my first shot. But the panel was really explaining the customer service model. Well, it was actually titled Trust and Transparency During Times of Rapid Change. And they explained our customer service model and all the changes we went through in the past year and how we built a culture of trust and open communication among our staff during those changes.
And we had, and Gail was there because she had come in as a consultant and spoke with the leadership, and then she spoke with management and things like that. So she talked about her process for that as well.
Yeah, and we had a packed house and plenty of questions afterwards, which was really encouraging. I think we all felt we could have used a bigger space, standing room only, but it went really well.
Yeah, I searched Twitter for it afterwards, and there were lots of people posting, that room is full, I had to leave, that room is full, I had to leave. So there's lots of people, I think, that got turned away because we didn't have the bigger space.
A good problem to have.
I'm Tony Vickery, Collection Development Librarian from Materials. And one of the interesting panels I went to was the Overdrive Roadmap Breakfast, which was all the way across the city, and I didn't realize that, so it was a very harried cab ride to get there. But it didn't really matter because there were plenty of empty seats. It was led by the CEO of Overdrive, Steve Potash, and he basically just talked about what they have coming up over the next year. They did a long pitch for Libby, which we've are going to be rolling out, which is the new app for Overdrive, and so they talked about that quite extensively. And then they talked about some pilot programs that they may try in the near future, one of those being a Lucky Day collection, which will be very similar to the one that we're doing with the physical books, and that might help with the long hold lines on Overdrive and some of the problems with getting the bestsellers. So if we can get on board with that, that would be pretty nice. I also went to a panel called 21st Century Tech Services, which basically was hosted by the University of Alabama, and they talked about how they revamped their materials department, and that's was a very interesting panel. Obviously, it was skewed more towards academic than public libraries, but it's something that, you know, we can possibly take some things and apply them to our own department here to help with some efficiencies. And I guess the only other interesting thing is Steve and I together went to LibraryCon, which was the comic book convention sort of thing that happened. And strangely, it wasn't as packed as I thought it would be, because you think you go to a library convention, you're going to get a lot of nerds, but there are lots of empty seats, and you know, and Steve and I got to meet Gerard Way, the lead singer of My Chemical Romance, and, you know, there was a very small line, and then I go to the 21st Century Tech Services panel, and I can't find a seat, so it shows you what kind of audiences we have.
Different kinds of nerds.
Different kinds of nerds. So that was sort of my experience there.
This is Jeannie McMahon. I work in the materials department. I'm the assistant materials manager and adult fiction selector. some of the interesting sessions I attended. Well, my first day there, I actually went on a tour of the Baker and Taylor warehouse in Moments, Illinois, which is about an hour and a half from Chicago. And Baker and Taylor is not our primary book vendor, but we are ordering a little bit from them for our Lucky Day collection. And it was very interesting to be invited to their warehouse because I figured it's pretty similar to other, you know, book dropper warehouses. But it was just really interesting to see behind the scenes what goes on there. You know, it's not what you think. I mean, you would think that just your order stays together and for each library, and that it just moves through the process all together. But it's the books are all over the place, and they're picked from all over the place and packed from all over the place. But somehow it's like organized chaos. But it was very interesting to see that behind the scenes, especially working behind the scenes myself and trying to explain what I and what the materials department does for the library is interesting to see even more behind the scenes, the people that we order the books from.
So, Jeannie, is that all people, or are they like little robots running around the warehouse?
Well, it's people, but I mean, it's automated. I mean, there's conveyor belts, and I mean, huge, just miles and miles of conveyor belts and boxes moving, and even taping the boxes kind of go under this machine that like puts the packing tape on it, and it's kind of funny because all of us were really impressed by that. We're all like, ooh, and I was like, we want one of those.
What were we saying about nerds?
Yeah, it's amazing what, you know, what librarians are impressed by, but. Yeah, so there was a lot of automation, yeah, that helps them. But, yeah, definitely, you know, people doing the work, too. One of the most interesting sessions I attended was one on floating. It was called High Volume, or Floating, High Volume, Low Stress. And it was presented by a couple of librarians from Houston Public Library. And some of the major takeaways I got from that was they've been floating for 10 years, and they shared what worked and what didn't. So first they kind of share what didn't work, and then now they're sharing things that are working for them. And some of the ideas I got from that was they formed a team, like a system-wide team that included branch staff, kind of a cross-departmental team, I guess you could say, which I think is a really good idea. And it was very collaborative, and they definitely wanted to get, you know, the collection development staff wanted to get feedback from the branch staff on the floating. They eventually got to where they had like a central floating hub, and all the branches, depending on the amount of circulation different branches do, branches were allowed to send a certain number of crates to the central hub. And there's a floating captain. One of the selectors is now a floating captain, and she kind of decides what goes back out to the different branches. So I thought that was very interesting. And they even have what they call like little book sales, where like if they're having meetings or something at the central location, they'll have the books sitting out on cards that have been sent in, and then branch staff can just come and pick what they want, you know, take back to their branches. But I like the idea of the central hub and the floating captain. And some of the things they talked about was just as a group, and they were making decisions, even people who weren't on board with floating. It was one of those situations where they had to do it. Their budget, you know, as we've all, you know, gone through, they had budget decreases and staffing decreases. And so they had to make floating work, and they had to think about what was best for their customers, not what you like or don't like or what ideas you have, but, you know, what's best for your customers. And another thing I took from that was, one of the librarians stressed the importance of staff judgment, that nothing beats staff judgment and expertise for collection staff and branch staff. They use Collection HQ, and they said it's a good tool, but it doesn't replace, you know, that expertise that the selection staff and branch staff have. And just my overall impression of ALA, I haven't been to an ALA in several years. It's a big conference. It's an exhausting conference, but it's a really good conference for getting information and just the importance of networking, not just networking with librarians from all over the country, but and with, you know, people at the exhibit hall, but also just my peers at GCPL working in materials. Well, I don't get to see everybody all the time, and I doubt all of us get to see each other all the time. Even the branch staff are all busy at our branches or at our respective departments. And it was really good networking with my GCPL team as well and getting to know everyone better. And I think it makes the information you bring back from a conference is good for the library system, and you know, also and for the profession, but also think you know, just networking with my own peers is also makes the library stronger. So that was my takeaway.
Hi everybody, this is Becca Jones. I'm a library associate at the Decatur branch. This was also my first conference. I thought I knew what I was getting into, and then I got there, and there's 20,000 plus people, and I'm a talker, but whoa. But it was awesome. I really enjoyed it. I found out information that now makes me more understand the working side of the library instead of the staff side of the library, which gives me a better understanding with what goes on. I understood it was a privilege. You need to make sure you make friends. The ribbons that I got a very long one and I'm proud of it. I thought to begin with, it was like, you know, you're an old lady and you're putting these things on your name tag. But I come to find out that there was people that had been to conference after conference that were building theirs and bringing them from other conferences, and found out that they're focal. They're a way to start a conversation. Somebody will stop and ask, you know, oh, where'd you get that one? What does that one mean? And they would start a conversation with you. Where are you from? Are you with public? Are you with academic? And then it led into a whole different area. Share and learn. Kind of hang around if you've got a few minutes in the common areas at the hotel, because you're going to meet people from different library systems. You're going to meet people from the vendors, and you're going to find out information that you wouldn't find out at the conferences. And like Jeannie was saying, make sure that when you're going with a group, especially like us, share your information, share your phone numbers. Don't get hurt that not everybody gets together on every outing that you go on, but get together at least a few times for, you know, a lunch or a dinner or something like that to catch up. And then you can, you know, tell your story about what you went and seen today or whatever. That was a nice thing. The one session that that kind of really caught my eye that I really liked, and I thought about it after sitting and listening to this young lady, the name of it was Disability Etiquette, and her name was Vera Haynes, and she's a young adult librarian at Hayes Public Library. She talked about what it was like for people with disabilities and not people to assume when they walk in and how you're supposed to treat them. Mm. Don't label them. Don't give them names. Don't speak to their caregivers. Speak to them, because their caregivers are not your customer. The person is your customer. People walk in your door every day that have disabilities that you don't know about, that are not outward disabilities, that are not with crutches or with a wheelchair or something like that. So that was like her biggest thing, was make sure you focus on the person. Don't make assumptions. Don't assume that you know how this person needs to be treated. Speak to them. Ask them what they're looking for. Don't assume. Watch your language. Don't call them crippled. Don't call them wheelchair bound. The wheelchair is just their vessel of how they get around in life. And educate yourself. Check around your community and see what the highest amount of disability is, whether it's deaf people, whether it's blind people, or, you know, and learn about that and how they suggest for you to accommodate these customers. So that was one of the sessions that I really enjoyed, and I also enjoyed the session with the trust and transparency as well. I went to that one, and I, like I said, you learn a little bit. Even being a staff member, you still can't grasp it until you find out from the other side as to how things go. So I have a different way of looking at things now. So that made me feel a little good too.
Becca, I was going to bring that one up because I thought you provided a good perspective, because you got up and after that trust and transparency talk and gave a comment to the whole group, that you actually were able to give a unique perspective on that, because most everybody else that went to the conference are exempt management kind of people, but you were able to give a frontline staff member's view of how this change affected everything. I think that helped out the audience understand how it all affects all.
And that's what it was. It was just a fact of letting management know that I did get what they were saying, and it does the changes that were made through this to kind of transition the frontline staff into this was Good Changes. And I wanted someone to know what I appreciated. There was other things that I appreciated, but that particular one was an appreciation where I can understand how things are, like the leadership minutes and the branch manager's minutes coming out and easy to decipher. Everybody's on the same page. So, and that was another thing. I do feel very privileged that because I was the only frontline staff that I got to go, I feel privileged that I got to do that.
I'm Jessica Logan. I'm the branch manager at the Hamilton Mill Branch, and this was not my first ALA, but it was definitely my favorite so far, just because I felt a little bit more aware than, you know, when I first went to my original ALA like a million years ago, and I was hardly, you know, a teenager, and I just had lucked into it because it was in Orlando and that's where I lived. So I felt a lot more prepared for it this time. I also really liked that on our badges it has your name and what system you work for really large. And so many times I got stopped by people, or we were in line together and they'd be like, "You're from Gwinnett County?" And I'd say, "Yeah." And they had actually heard of us because of all the things that we're doing. So that was actually really neat. I would say that happened to me probably about 5 times while I was there. So I thought that was pretty good because I'm like, wow, you know where Gwinnett County, Georgia is? Oh, my God. So that was cool. And it was nice to see our sessions being well attended to. I went to both the Trust and Transparency, and I also went to the one that Charles presented as part of. And, you know, a lot of the sessions I went to had a lot of empty space, or people would get up and start leaving in the middle of the sessions, or, you know, as soon as it was ending, you know, people would leave in mass waves and not ask questions. But in both of ours, there were lines for questions, and the Trust and Transparency, like they said, it was standing room only and people were being turned away. So it was really interesting to see just how interested people were in what we were doing, and that the greater library world is really taking notice of what's happening here at GCPL. A couple other sessions that I attended that I really liked were the outreach outside the box. I kind of wanted to go because I thought it would be neat to see what other systems were doing in terms of outreach, because I feel like we've had such a strong push for that and I wanted to get some new ideas. And we actually were doing quite a few of the things that they had mentioned. But the system that was presenting, they did have, instead of a bookmobile, they had a bike mobile. And so they have a team. Some are volunteers and some are staff, and they get trained in like the safety of it and whatever. And they actually ride a bike around that has like a trailer attached to it and books. And it's almost like a little pop-up library. So they go to schools and the kids could set up, you know, and eat picnic style outside and read books, or they would go to block parties, or they would drive the bike to the park and just set up and let people read. So that was really cool. And all the people who were doing that were super in shape. So I was like, but they also did mention that their area is super flat. So that's probably what makes that work really well for them. I don't know that the hills around here would be very conducive towards bike riding. Plus, Gwinnett is huge. But I just found that really interesting. And you could tell they were super proud of it and had like lots of pictures and were really enthusiastic. Another thing that I really enjoyed, let's see. Oh, Awesomeville. Steve and I went to Awesomeville together. The content was fabulous, but the presentation was a little monotone, I guess. Yeah, so it was a little hard to listen to, but the slides are fabulous. And again, we were doing a lot of the things that he had discussed. It was kind of like his idealized version of what a perfect library would be. And one thing that I loved that, again, we can't do here because we don't have a good transit system, but during the summer, any of the kids could show their library card and get a free bus ride to the library. I'm assuming he would pick them up and take them home for free, too. Did he say that? I would hope so.
They didn't say that, but I would assume
it just
so.
Occurred to me that, yeah, hopefully they get home, too. Yeah. But I thought that was great because I know some, you know, young kids, if their parents are working or, you know, don't have transport to get them to the library, to be able to just get on a reliable, safe transport and show your card and have free access to the library all summer, I can't imagine how valuable that would be for them. So,
and he talked a lot about park passes and stuff too that we do.
Yeah, and we already do everything. Like he was going through his list, and I was like, "We're doing that. We're doing that. Ha ha ha. We're doing that." So, that was nice. It was very it was a feel-good conference for me in terms of just seeing how far we've come and what we're doing. Let's see.
Well, the other session you and I attended was that Dr. David Lankus did.
We did a lot of stuff. It's hard to even remember everything.
And Valerie Gross, who was our staff day speaker a couple years ago, was also there. That was a good session, too.
Yeah, that was good. They did the ALA showing, like the little feature things. And so one morning, super early, I don't know why they did this one in the morning, because it was the Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark books. Like, it was a documentary about it, and I used to love those books. Like, in elementary school, as soon as they would let us in the media center, I would rush to those books and try to beat the boys there because they were trying to get them too. And I was like, no, the scary books are mine. So it was really interesting. I got up at like 8 a.m. to go watch this documentary on the books, and I don't know. They said it'll be coming out soon, and I'd like to see the final cut of it because we were like the first group that they'd ever shown it to, so they still had editing to do. But it was really interesting and talked about the importance of even having, you know, a horror genre for kids and for them to kind of start conceptualizing and thinking about the world in terms of, you know, the morbid kind of, because they do. I know that sounds weird, but I mean, kids think that way anyway, so might as well have books
to give them to read about
instead of just kind of trying just to figuring out on their own, especially considering a lot of parents feel uncomfortable having those types of discussions with their kids. So
yeah, I mean, a lot of times horror stories are metaphors for other things in life.
Yeah. And it was really
internal things you're scared of and not externalizing them.
It's true, yeah. And they talked a lot about the illustrations. I don't know if you guys remember the illustrations from those books.
But
yes, they're so awesome. And that's part of what I remember the most about those books is the picture. So it was really interesting to learn about the artist, too, and kind of where he got his inspirations. And apparently he's really reclusive and doesn't give interviews, so it made it even more mysterious.
Well, just to piggyback a little bit off of what Jessica said about the bike, it's awesome to see their numbers, that they've risen over the years as far as the staff, the circulation, the programs that they're able to go to, and things of that nature. Just the 3 years that I had seen the stats for, the difference between then and up until the conference time. So,
yeah. It was fabulous. I mean, I saw so many sessions and got to see so many vendors. I went to the IMLS booth and met with our Tower Garden representative, and got to give him some of our statistics, which was fun because I got to dazzle him with our numbers and all of our programs and people we've reached through the Tower Gardens. And I hit up the NASA booth like every day, and they let me take so many free things from the NASA booth. I got books and posters and all kinds of stuff, and I got a million NASA at my library stickers. I just kept taking them every day, and they let me. So if anyone wants one, my name is Jessica Logan. You can email me and I'll send you one.
And Jessica and I also went to the Library of the Year party that Library Journal put on.
At the planetarium.
That was very cool to see the planetarium. And we also got to see they had several old issues posted. And our Library of the Year issue was posted as a display.
It was the one, like, front row in the middle. I was like, is that Gwinnett County? And it had, like, who was it? Joanne Kender on it?
Yep.
Yeah, so Steve took a picture of that. It was kind of fun.
That's one thing you need to take away from it. You need to go and learn and go to these sessions and learn some nice things, but you need to have some fun, too. And that's one thing that I enjoyed about this, was to be able to allow myself to go and have some fun with, you know, everybody here, and with some of them, especially the ones with materials and stuff, getting invited to these parties and things. It's like, they say, you want to go? Sure, let's go. So I got to go to the Willis Tower, and that was just awesome.
Well, the Library Journal one was nice because not only was it a very nice party with a very nice food that we didn't tell you guys about because it was so good, but it was the Nashville one, and so we got to hear about the stuff that they were doing. So you do get to learn as well about the stuff that other libraries are doing.
Yeah,
so.
And the tables were tiny, and there weren't a lot of them, so you would end up sitting with people from other libraries that you didn't know, so it was a nice way to make friends and network and get free food and see a planetarium for free.
At the Baker and Taylor room, a gentleman from another library, and off the top of my head, I can't think what system it's from, he does adult programming there. And he and I started a conversation, and it was like, he do you have any programs, that program ideas? And he said, sure. And I says, here, let me give you my email address. And so we exchanged email addresses just so I can get, like you say, still some ideas from some of the other places that are doing things that maybe we can get going here.
I'm Doris Sumner, Supervisory Librarian at Buford Sugar Hill Branch. And I first wanted to comment, because we had a couple people comment on the session, the outreach outside the box. I thought that was one of the better sessions, too. And one thing that they did not mention was the idea of a pop-up library at the jury room at the courthouse. That library that was speaking did that, and I thought that was an interesting idea because people definitely will read in there. And there was also a mention of a website, which I've given to some of my co-workers on dementia. Serving patrons with dementia. And so that was a really good session. Another of the ones I went to is getting your library ready to code. They had, it was a kind of interesting format. Instead of having a panel discussion, they had different tables set up and you went around to each table, and each table was led by a different person that gave a different presentation. One of the presenters was Patricia Ball of Cobb County Library System, so it was neat to see another Georgia library person, and they had been using the Girls Who Code, the same program that our opening session had the speaker. The speaker was the head of Girls Who Code, so I got to see how they had actually put that into effect in their library. And the people from Google CS First were there, and there was a session on the early education coding, and they gave a couple of ideas, such as putting Play-Doh in sequence, to like using Play-Doh for coding for the little kids, and that's just one of the ideas. So that was a good session.
Jumping in, we sat super close to Hillary Clinton, by the way, in the closing session. We had to get in line super early.
Don't ask what time our alarms went off.
I know. It was really, that part was depressing, but it was really cool when we got in there, and she was, like, right there.
Yeah, we had great seats.
So Doris brought it up. Does anybody else have any thoughts about the opening speaker? We talked about
Reshma Shivjani. Yeah, she was fabulous. She was very inspirational, and I put it in my notes to go ahead and request her books, which I did. So I'm excited.
And she gave the librarians at the library credit for getting her to where she was, because she said somebody there, a librarian, actually seeing that there was something to her and brought her into it. So she credited the librarians there when she was younger.
She was very inspirational talks.
Yeah.
She was.
That's one thing about all the speakers, at least most of the featured speakers. After every one of them, I just wanted to go out and be like, yeah, let's do this.
I know. He was like, I'm going to go home and be the best librarian ever.
I'm Alyssa Chekhov, manager at the Suwannee location, and this is a change for me because for over a dozen years I was at the Gwinnett Technical College location running a college library, so I moved over to public library kind of environment. So I know that over the past few years we've really been enthusiastic about programming and community engagement and that sort of thing. So that's where the focus of my session selection tended to be. So the community engagement focus sessions I went on, there were a couple of all were very good. That's one of the takeaways I had from this conference. Every session was really good and relevant, and sometimes they're not, or you're kind of lost and shell-shocked and don't know what's going on, but that wasn't the case with this one. I thought it was very well-organized and convenient conference. So one really informative session was an Omaha library, and they did a massive restructuring, and they're doing something which I thought was quite interesting, and they're bringing back the notion of subject specialists. And their presentation was, they looked at the history of their library system and how their nonfiction services, adult services and whatever, transitioned over the years, and they thought, looking at the community, looking at their strategic plan, they felt that the system would benefit from having these people who are knowledgeable in specific areas. And they were, it was a very long, dense information session, and they had white papers and whatnot, and I did get cards, and I'm going to follow up, and they'll send me some of their information. But from one of their slides, they sort of the areas where they have these specialists based on community needs are genealogy and local history, seniors, business, homelessness and poverty, consumer literacy, urban gardening, technology, diversity and inclusion, civic engagement, and readers and writers. So they have experts, and they filter through the system, so the system has point people. I didn't get a clear sense of what their organization actually was, but they're there, and they have a prominence, and their strategic planning will incorporate them further and further. One of the things also that I thought interesting about this group panel of presenters is some things worked and some things didn't, and they were perfectly open about saying epic fail or success or measured success or whatever. A lot of learning. Now, we're dealing with human beings all the time, and so there are going to be mistakes, and for them to admit it, I thought was interesting. And that segues into the panel discussion, and I think a bunch of us were there, where Chris Warren, former GCPL person, is now director at Auburn Public Library, and that was a really fun session because it wasn't really a gripe session, but it kind of was. So it was talking about organizational culture and, like, your horrible boss and whatever, and people were very candid, and the panelists had really good responses, and I thought that was very well received. I also went to a session that was all about programming, and they had set up tables, and you moved around from table to table, and it was sort of set, there was a leader at each table that shared their programming ideas, and I've got lots of notes, so I wish I could say anything that I remembered, but costumey kind of stuff, food truck stuff, garden stuff, different kinds of things.
Oh, that reminds me. I'll jump in and say it real quick. The NASA at my library people were there too and had some programs that I can't believe I didn't mention because I was the most excited about that, but they did the same thing. So they set up the different activities, kind of like we did our NASA sandbox earlier today, and it was nice to be hands-on and meet some other contacts and get to know, like, faces with people that I've talked to on the discussion forums a lot. So thank you for reminding me.
One other session was the Director of Customer Experience from New York Public Library, and I took lots of notes and gave Michael Casey his card this morning, and they do a lot of in-house stuff to talk to staff, and very informally they felt that it is the staff that are the generators of the customer experience for everybody. And so they had a bunch of communication and ideas and information sharing ideas that he presented very informally and quietly. He was a quiet speaker for all the kind of reach that he has. And those were my sessions of note. One of the benefits for conferences, other than getting your batteries recharged, are the relationships that you've developed over years, seeing other people. I have vendor relationships based on my role with Equinet Tech, so I got to see those people. And a very informal thing was I was doing yoga on the pool patio at the hotel, and they people came out, and there were a couple of kids and video cameras, and I go, what are you filming? And they were doing a music video for Kwame Alexander and Mary Rand Hess's upcoming book, and so I got to talk to them, and it was really exciting, and I put a Facebook post out and told people which booth to go to, so that was really fun. And then my segue into that is how much I love going to conferences with a group of people from GCPL, and we are all connected by text. In the olden days, you used to go to conferences. We used to have to share a room with somebody, and you basically did the conference with your roommate, and you got to know your roommate, and that was really good, but you were pretty much sequestered from everybody. In this way, we really connected and communicated and enjoyed some dinners together and whatnot, and then got to talk on site. And so for me, that's really, really makes the experience that much more enriching. So it's super fun.
Yeah, and it's nice with this kind of group. It's sort of like when new hire training happens, you're meeting people and connecting with people across the organization. Because, like, I mean, Jessica, Doris, Alyssa, and I kind of, we know each other vaguely because we all work together and kind of we're managers and that kind of thing. And I've met Becca before, I've met Tony before, I've met Jeannie before, I've met Cliff before. Cliff, I do a little more stuff with. But this, you get to know them a lot better because you're doing things with people you wouldn't normally have interactions with. And that's another great thing about our in-person staff days as well, that we get to see people that you used to work with and people that you don't never met before. And so, yeah, that kind of connection, I think, is really one of the most important things about doing conferences.
And I'm going to bring up a conversation that Becca and I had when you were what, Becca?
I was enjoying myself.
Stepping outside for a moment, anyway, and Becca was just so thrilled with being at the conference and sort of expressed sort of surprise that we were hanging with you and whatever, and I just said, Becca, how much institutional culture do you have? You know, you to me are one of the people who are the foundation of this system. So how dare you ever put yourself not as just part of the everybody? So that's one of the other great things that you can bond with people that have different positions in the organization and you know, be friends with them.
It was nice because I was just one of the gang for a while, and that was really nice.
But you're one of the gang always.
Well, so. there was no title preference right. within right. our group. Like I said before, you know, don't be hurt that somebody's got something else to do, or they've run into a friend that they used to work with here or at another library system, and now they're at another library system, but they get to meet each other there, and they get a chance to kind of catch up. Don't be angry if some of your group goes somewhere else. Just know that it, like you said, keep in touch. Let everybody know where you're going. And if they want to come along, you know, after they get finished with what they are doing, they can. Again, work the hotel that you're staying at. Because, trust me, I spoke to a lady as we were leaving. I overheard a conversation with them talking about autism and them talking about kids' products that they make. It was her company that they make the products for the kids with autism and things like that. She gave me her number because I said, oh, well, I wished it was for adults, you know, because that's what my focus area is I would like to work with the adults. And she goes, oh, no, let me give you my information. I don't have a card with me, but let me give you my information because we do make them for adults as well. I would have never known that if I had not been eavesdropping on her conversation with someone else and then just kind of spoke to her. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask people questions.
And be nosy and listen to their conversation.
There you go.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to go sightseeing either. That's one thing that I love about the conferences, and I kind of had to, like, get over feeling guilty. You know, you can't go to a session all the time. You go when they're being offered, and then you have some hours in the evening to go explore. And it was fabulous to do that and see a new city and to go to the Chicago Public Library and see the branch and see their U Media space for teens. It was, I mean, there's nothing like seeing it in person, too. You can go to the conference and hear about it, but it was fabulous to see the city as well.
Alyssa, at the airport, did they have the Tower Gardens at O'Hare? Did you get to see them? O'Hare is supposed to have a huge atrium full of the Tower Gardens.
I might have missed that. Or I might have saw it and not known that there were tower gardens. Because I don't think I had really seen a tower garden until I went to Swanee this week. So plead ignorance.
Well, a lot of the restaurants there at the airport they sponsored the tower gardens, and that's the herbs that they use to cook their food.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
All right, so thank you, everybody, for your comments about the conference. And I think all of us do agree, as we were talking, that we encourage everyone, when these opportunities come up, do put your name in for consideration, no matter what your position is. It's a good experience for everybody. It can help you out no matter what your job is at the library. And you get to see and learn from other libraries and see other cities. And not only, again, with our small group from GCPL that goes to the conference, but other librarians from around the world. As Becca said, there's like 20,000 people there. So, and as I've told many people, I say 20,000, they're like, you mean 2,000? You said 20. I was like, yeah, I said 20. It is a small city full of librarians that drop into a city. So I encourage everybody to do this at upcoming conferences. So look for opportunities coming from the training department for ALA, PLA, and other conferences that you find. Feel free to apply for those too and see what happens. So thanks, everybody, and have a great day.